Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Venezuela's election results are in, and not everyone is happy with the results. But stepping outside of politics, Christians are sharing a message of hope. And in China, not everyone has access to Bibles. See how this need is being addressed and find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. President Maduro won Venezuela's elections for a second term on Sunday night, but it was riddled with controversy as several nations, including the U.S., denounced the election as a sham. It doesn't help that the country is also facing an unprecedented economic crisis. Venezuela currently has the world's highest inflation at 13,000%. Steve Shantz with Transworld Radio.
I heard of one guy who quit his job because he realized that he just spent his entire salary on a pizza with his girlfriend. People don't have enough resources to live on anymore. The minimum wage so far in 2018 has already been raised 56 times to try and keep track with inflation. Pharmacies have no medicines. Supermarkets have huge lines. So life is just very, very difficult for people on an everyday basis.
Hope is hard to come by, but TWR is broadcasting gospel encouragement into Venezuela.
We're not trying to address the political situation. We're trying to bring hope into people's lives and bringing hope to them through what the Bible teaches for how we should deal with these situations in our lives. And also that there is hope in a faith in God and in Jesus Christ.
Please pray for the gospel's hope to permeate Venezuela. Stan Barrett, Hollywood stuntman, and the first to unofficially break the sound barrier on land with a rocket car, is a fan of the Slavic Gospel Association. In fact, he just helped the ministry film a short video in Ukraine. Barrett explains.
The work that Slavic Gospel is doing there among the churches and among the people, the orphanages and so on, is just really pretty amazing. I've worked with a lot of groups in the last 30 years, and I'm so impressed with how they use the resources and the spiritual effect that it's had on so many lives over there. I mean, it amazes me, really.
Barrett first got involved with SGA during a trip to Russia and Ukraine years ago.
I've been to a lot of ministry headquarters, and SGA is not anywhere near the top of the list as far as a building is concerned. I mean, it's adequate and it's modest, and the people are great. But they're not building a monument to themselves or for themselves. They use the money where it's needed. And that's what's impressed me so much about Slavic Gospel. And that's why I'm so behind them, is because I see the waste in other ministries.
Learn more about Barrett and SGA's work at missionnews.org. And there's a lot of debate on whether the Chinese church has religious freedom. James St. John has traveled with Bibles for China a number of times and shares.
God's church is growing there, and the freedom is there for them to gather, to worship. Obviously, there's regulation. Again, it's a communist country, and as Westerners, it's hard for us to understand that sometimes, but people who are functioning within the rules, even sounds kind of harsh, but they're allowed to function that way and to have the freedom to worship.
While there are religious freedoms for Christians in China, there's a lack of Bibles in remote areas.
Probably the most common misconception is from a Western perspective. There's the question of, well, why can't they just go out and get their own Bible? I've seen Bibles in bookstores in China, but the majority of time, again, those are in the major metropolitan centers, but the majority of China doesn't exist in that portion of the culture. The majority of China is far from that, in the rural towns and in the small cities where they don't have that access.
Bibles for China is supplying believers in the legal Chinese church with God's word. And for the price of one cup of coffee, you can give a Bible too. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free by clicking the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris.